Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
NBC and Katie Pavlich stays with us, aren't you, Katie?
I'm here.
It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Thompson Creek Windows. A new CNN ORC poll gives Hillary Clinton a lead over Donald Trump, but not by much. Clinton is on top 47% to 42% in that poll. But when voters were asked who would do the better job of managing the nation's economy, Trump comes out 8 points ahead of Clinton. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is hoping to reset his campaign after a couple of bad weeks, culminating yesterday in the firing of his campaign manager.
Corey Lewandowski took the smooth exit out of the Trump campaign, unwilling to badmouth anyone from the candidate himself to those who may have helped get him fired.
It's been a great privilege. And look, I wouldn't change one second.
With Trump from the low expectation days to the presumptive nominee position, Lewandowski said he was proud of the work and the candidate.
Who in June of last year announced he was going to run for president with no elective office experience. In a field of 16 other people in the race, plus him, who's gone on to do something historic, which was get almost 14 million votes.
Lewandowski's motto was, "Let Trump be Trump." Bob Costantini, Washington.
There are still many unanswered questions about the Orlando nightclub massacre as the nation's attorney general travels to Orlando today.
Later today, we're expecting Attorney General Loretta Lynch to visit Orlando. She's not only going to be meeting with the families of victims and those affected by the shooting, but also with prosecutors to go over evidence in the case. Evidence that yesterday sparked a huge controversy over details that the FBI redacted.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. It's a problem Montgomery County lawmakers knew was coming for 10 years. They still don't have a solution. Where to put over 400 school buses currently parked in an area zoned for redevelopment around Shady Grove?
The county council has a work session today.
We have to stop allowing neighborhoods to be pitted against each other.
Rockville Mayor Bridget Newton says the city's against two proposals the county has right now, one that put buses just 50 feet from houses in Lincoln Park.
We're putting the desire to bring in new residents in front of the need to protect and serve existing residents.
It's a little murky right now. I don't blame them.
The county's had almost 10 years to solve the problem. Council President Nancy Florian says they've just been extra deliberate.
You could say, you know, look, we're really trying. We're listening to communities. We're really being thoughtful.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Quicken Loans National Golf Tournament takes place this week at Congressional Country Club in Bethesda.
Today's the practice rounds. The tournament starts Thursday, and turnout this week for the Quicken Loans National is expected to be strong, even though Tiger Woods won't be playing due to injury. So if you're heading out, the event's Ohene Jepong says don't bring much with you.
They can't bring bags, no computers or laptops, obviously no fireworks or laser pointers. It's Montgomery County. No lawn or oversized chairs, no pets, obviously no weapons.
If you're driving, you must use one of the official tournament lots and take the shuttle. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Four Southern California wildfires have prompted many evacuations, and officials are warning more could come.
Be prepared, as the fire department mentioned, in case we do have to do some more evacuations, that you're ready to go, because this fire could change direction very quickly.
Authorities are quick to assure residents that extra officers will secure evacuated areas.
We have numerous law enforcement personnel in the areas that have been designated as mandatory evacuation areas. We have sufficient personnel out there that's one of the last things that you need to worry about.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,805. The NASDAQ at 48,37. Sports, a rough night for the Nats in L.A. as they lose to the Dodgers. The Orioles drop one in Texas. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is... Yeah.
Pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very busy southeast-southwest freeway for starters in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Crews have been dealing with a crash, which gives us delays in each direction. Also on the westbound freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel along the far right side where we make the exit, that's where we have an incident. Broken down on the Virginia Beltway. I'm not seeing any help there yet on the inner loop north of the toll road. Looks like it's right in the center of the roadway. Delays beginning now almost back, well, north of 66. So before the toll road up toward the American Legion Bridge. 66, heavy volume, Manassas, Centerville. Again, we'll hit that stop and go near 123 and through Falls Church each way. On the inner loop of the Beltway, Virginia, near Eisenhower Avenue, crash to the shoulder, or I should say outer loop. And on the inner loop, slowing in through Annandale. Wilson Bridge backups just after Route 5 and top side of the Beltway. We're in that normal stop and go, 95 to George Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Severe weather in the forecast. Slight risk of severe storms this afternoon. It's from the Storm Prediction Center. Might even have some isolated thunderstorms for the first part of the day, but better chance for the drive home. Some strong winds and hail in spots. Heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning. 88 degrees. Thunderstorms early tonight, then clearing 69. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds. 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Arlington, 77 in Gaithersburg, 78 degrees in Washington. It's not just the one percenters. The upper middle class is thriving, too. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. I'm Larry O'Connor. Katie Pavlich is sitting in for Brian Wilson today. Katie Pavlich, of course, from Town Hall Media and a Fox News contributor.
Good
to have you, Katie. Good morning. It's hour four here on Mornings on the Mall, but if you're just joining us, it's the most important hour in your life. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. And joining us right now from Roll Call, it's Niels Lesniewski. He has a rundown on what happened in the Senate yesterday with regard to those four amendments on gun control that were put forth by Republicans and Democrats. Thanks for joining us today, Niels.
Thank you.
So Elizabeth Warren tweeted out last night, and I'm going to read her tweet because that's what we do in the media now, Niels. We read people's tweets. Elizabeth Warren said, Chris Murphy, Senator of Connecticut, said it right. The Republicans in the Senate have decided to sell weapons to ISIS. Now, is that a fair assessment of what the Republicans did yesterday in the Senate?
No, that is probably not quite literally what the Republicans did last night in the Senate. The votes that went down involved the Republicans rejecting the Democrats' proposal that would block people who are on a number of terror watch lists, like the no-fly list that we run into at airports, from buying guns.
Right.
And so there's, you know, in theory, yes, in theory, I suppose, there could be a situation under which, because the Democratic proposal was not adopted, that there may be some terrorist out there somewhere who is on the no-fly list who now will still be able to buy a gun. But that's
My understanding,
a far exaggeration.
Yes.
Right. My understanding is that they were specific. The legislation specifically dealt with the terror watch list, not rather than the terror no fly list, which is a separate list. That and the watch list is actually a million names, and the watch list is, or the no fly list is more like 40,000 to 50,000 names. And they both need reforming. Is there any, are you hearing anything on the Hill in terms of maybe new legislation here in the next couple of weeks to actually have a hearing and reform the list and hear from innocent Americans who were put on the list and who have had to have an act of Congress to get their names taken off?
Right. Now that all the political histrionics are done, will they actually try to get something done here to make the American people safer, Niels?
Well, we're going to see this afternoon whether or not Susan Collins, who's a Republican from Maine, can actually get some sort of consensus behind a proposal that she's planning to roll out today, which is kind of a middle ground between what the Democrats and Republicans were pushing. The short version of that is that what Collins wants is, okay, if you are on one of these lists, you would not be able to walk in and buy, at least on the narrower list, you would not be able to walk in and buy a gun. However, if you then went to court to say, I don't belong on this list, and you won in court, then the government would have to pay your attorney's fees.
Well, that won't take any time, I'm sure.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, so that's the problem on that end is that you could end up having situations where people are in litigation for a rather significant length of time. But that's the balancing act, is trying to figure out how exactly to make it so that there's some list that's being used that's actually relevant, without the proposal the Republicans had yesterday only gave the Justice Department about 72 hours to go to court, and if they didn't want someone to buy a gun, it worked the other way, but that seems equally unlikely to actually happen.
Meanwhile, you're keeping an eye on some very interesting developments in the Florida Senate, right? You know, Marco Rubio said that he would not be running for Senate. When he ran for president, he absolutely said, this is it, I'm done. When his Senate campaign was over, he continues to say that he wasn't going to run. Well, what are you hearing now out of the Sunshine State?
Well, I talked to Rubio at about 8 o'clock last night, and he said that he was not going to be making an announcement, basically where he was standing in the basement of the Capitol, and that he had nothing to say last night, but we would hear more from him soon. And so, the filing deadline is Friday. I'm not sure if Rubio's actually going to jump in or not, but he sure is reconsidering his situation, and he's getting a lot of pressure from Republican colleagues who, of both the consultant and lawmaker variety, because they think that there's really no shot of holding on to his Senate seat in Florida if he's not the Republican who's running for it.
Yeah, I guess that's my follow-up question is, you know, are Republican colleagues, as you just mentioned, also concerned about the risk that he poses if he loses?
Well, that's
to his own career.
That's the question, is that the people, there's been some reporting that people who have known Rubio for a very long time, who are like old-time Rubio trusted advisors, are much more mixed on this question than people whose primary concern is trying to hold on to the Republican majority in the Senate.
Huh.
So if your goal is to have, say, Mitch McConnell continue to be the majority leader and not Chuck Schumer, then you want to win every Senate seat possible this year, and that means you may not be as concerned with Marco Rubio's personal future.
Career, yeah. Well, you betcha. And also considering we keep hearing this drumbeat of concern over some of the down-ticket races with Donald Trump as the nominee. But is this a done deal? I mean, if Rubio decides that he does want to run in this primary, you know, I know that Representative David Jolly just withdrew, but it's still a pretty crowded field, including Carlos Lopez-Cantera, the lieutenant governor of Florida, and Representative Ron DeSantis. Is the conventional wisdom that Rubio will win the nomination if he does choose to run in the primary?
Yeah, that's the conventional wisdom at this point. It wouldn't be an entirely clear field, but that's another point, really, that they would have to spend money. He would have to spend money in a primary to make sure that he got the nomination. So that's another, you know, complicating factor. And it appears from the FEC filings, I know everyone's paying most attention to the Donald Trump FEC filing, but Rubio's presidential campaign ended up with a bunch of bills that were due. So there's that whole complication as well as to whether or not you then how exactly he raises enough money quickly enough to deal with that and also deal with this Senate race.
Well, we'll watch that. And also, we know you guys at Roll Call are getting very excited about this Thursday night's big congressional baseball game. I've gone to the last couple of ones. Cedric Richmond, a Democrat out of Louisiana, is absolutely a ringer. I think the guy used to play professional ball the way he pitches. the Republicans' only chance to beat the Democrats this year to sort of, you know, put some sort of food poisoning into Cedric Richmond's lunch that day?
Unless there's been some new freshman who has emerged who we don't know yet that the Republicans, maybe the Republicans have a ringer we haven't seen yet, but as far as we can tell, no, the Democrats arm and elbow of Mr. Richmond, who played college baseball.
That's what they say. But I think he used to pitch for the Mariners or something. Man, it's too good to be true when you watch him pitch.
Well, you know, the thing was is that, you know, the Republicans, I don't think the Republicans could ever get Jim Bunning to pitch for them.
I doubt it. I don't know if it would be that. I think he's lost a little bit off the high hard one there. Good to have you. Niels Lesniewski from Roll Call. Big fan of those guys over at Roll Call.
They do a good job.
Roll Call. Yeah, especially that Meredith Dake O'Connor over there on the CQ side. She's one of my favorites.
I heard you like her a lot.
Thanks, Niels. Thanks for joining us. It's 8:16, time for WMAL Traffic and Weather with J.B. Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Clifton, Virginia. Here we go on Henderson Road. Very slow going northbound, trying to get up to Clifton Road because of the broken down car. You need extra time. Like I said, we are having a lot of breakdowns this morning. One broken down on the Virginia Beltway inner loop north of the toll road puts us in delays almost back to I-66. Each loop of the Beltway leaving Springfield heavy. Outer loop toward Eisenhower Avenue crashed to the shoulder. Inner loop in through Annandale. Now for 395, the broken down landmark, that's been cleared. Then we're jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. Here's the deal. Busy on the freeway each direction. Crash in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel under DDOT police direction there. And on the westbound freeway as you approach the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash along the right side. Metro Rail no longer bypassing the red trains at Medical Center. Earlier they had a power outage. It's been restored. They're just trying to get back to normal there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have isolated thunderstorms this morning, then mostly cloudy during the afternoon. Might get some thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of them may be severe, so keep it here on WMAL for our storm coverage. The high today is 88 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, mostly clear skies after midnight, low of 69 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, few afternoon clouds, high of 89. Right now, 78 degrees, 818 WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Today's the day, our field trip to the Stingray Migration.
Stingray Migration.
Migration is about...
Finding Dory, starring Ellen DeGeneres in probably, quite possibly, one of the finest vocal acting performance I've ever seen. She really did a great, great job. Very
She's
engaging character.
Awesome.
We love that Dory character, and she cleaned up at the box office for Disney this weekend. The Pixar film raked in $136 million. That is the highest grossing animated feature of all time.
Ever.
And, you know, Disney needs the money, so good for them. You know, because all they got is that.
Too soon.
The Star Wars thing and the Marvel thing and the, my God, they're making all the money in the universe down at Disney, aren't they?
Well, they're going to need it if they keep allowing people to go swimming in certain areas.
They keep allowing people to go swimming and Sorry. Mm-hmm. Wasn't connecting the dots.
There you go.
On the crocodile story or alligator story. Thanks for joining that one in there. Anyway, Finding Dory, which, by the way, featured no alligators at all, was a film. And I saw it over the weekend along with plenty of other people, and it cleaned up at the box office. So I have a feeling for the next couple of weekends that's going to be the top movie. And it's very, you know, here's what's interesting about these animated features that make so much money. The sequels do really, really well. You know, the movie that Finding Dory defeated in the box office was one of the Shrek sequels. Shrek the Third, I think, used to be the highest ranking animated film. So you get a good group of animated characters, you start.
Well, and these films do really well in the people go back and see them a couple different times in the theater.
You bet.
So that's also very helpful to their bottom line.
It's really funny this happened. I don't know if this has happened to you. I go to the movies. You don't do anything. You have no life, Katie Pavlich.
I have a life. I just don't spend it in front of a screen.
Last movie you saw in a theater?
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
That's like 2 years ago,
I think. That was like 2 months ago.
Oh, was it that moment?
Yeah.
Very recently? All right, fine. You saw a movie
2 months
ago.
I don't have time for movies.
They did this thing before the movie.
I have other things going on.
Before Finding whoever her name is, Dory. They did this whole minute-long trailer where the director of Finding Dory spoke to the audience and said, "We really appreciate you coming out and seeing a movie in the theater. It's so much better in the theater." Mm-hmm. And we at Pixar and AMC Movie Theaters really want to thank you for coming out to a theater. Apparently, they're really feeling the pressure of streaming and Netflix and all of the other options.
I mean, I'm like that. I mean, I kind of just want to wait till it's on Netflix and I can watch it at home and not have to pay the extra money and all that kind of stuff.
No, I understand. So, but I still think it's better to see it in the movie theater. It's just the way I am. I'm an old school kind of guy. Speaking of old school, listen to this. Broadway, they are never out of ideas for horrible, horrible musicals. Are you ready for this? Hasbro, the game and toy company, they are putting together a plan for a new musical called Monopoly the Musical.
Is this musical like 20 hours long?
I don't know what to tell you. It's put together by the same production company that did Wicked and Rock of Ages. They're going to bring all the little Monopoly pieces to life and all the little, and it's going to be interactive and the audience can play along. And this just sounds like the worst idea I've ever heard of in my
entire
life.
This sounds like, you know, 12-hour long Monopoly games at Christmas time that cause family fights. And I'm just getting a little bit worried about being stuck in the theater for 12 hours playing Monopoly with the Broadway cast.
Do you have a strategy when you play Monopoly?
Oh, of course.
What is it?
Monopolize all the things.
You just, so you buy all the cheap properties and load them up?
No, you need to buy the most expensive properties first.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then you go for the cheap properties, because if you're the most expensive properties, you can get all the money and then buy the rest.
Yeah, but I swear to you, whenever I have Boardwalk and Park Place and I shoot the wad and I buy Boardwalk and Park Place, nobody ever lands on Boardwalk and Park Place.
But if they do, then you've already paid for all the other properties.
I suppose. I like the yellows and greens best. Yellows and greens get landed on a lot, and those you can rake it in with the yellows and greens. That's like the Marvin Gardens and the yellow.
Yeah.
And
you got to get a whole block. That's the key. You can't just have one property. You got to buy the whole block.
Railroads, waste of time. Whenever I get all four railroads, again, no one takes the train when I'm playing the game, is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry about that.
My brother used to always buy the cheap stuff, the Baltic Avenue, the very first ones along the first lane there. We used to call him a slumlord, because he would just load up on all of the cheap properties and just build his hotels there and then make all the money, just $3 at a time, and he would somehow win as the slumlord in Atlanta.
And how many hours did it take? Because I really am concerned about how long
it wasn't as long as a Broadway musical. 822 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had.
When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
825, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hedin Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, yes, we have it. And the better news in through town is that the crash in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel has been cleared out of the travel lanes. But in its wake, we have big delays off of each direction of the freeway, DC 295 north back near the Naval Research Lab. Both southbound also slow off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. And on New York Avenue, we have the stop and go heading up toward Bladensburg Road. Signal light delays beyond. No problems to report right now. If you're making your travels to the Wilson Bridge, your delays, backups beginning before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now for the George Washington Parkway, two separate problems. Southbound George Washington Parkway delays beginning near the overlooks down near the Key Bridge. Crash reported in the backups. And northbound George Washington Parkway north of the 14th Street Bridge. U.S. Park Police on their way to check for one. Real quick note in Clifton, a little extra time still needed with the broken down northbound Henderson Road trying to get up to Clifton Road. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms on the front rolling in could be severe, especially this afternoon. May have some isolated thunderstorms early today. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Gusty winds and hail possible. Heavy rainfall, 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
78 degrees right now, 827 on WMAL. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got Larry Kudlow from CNBC. Of course, Katie Pavlich is here from Town Hall.
We're talking
all things politics, all things D.C., but, you know, man does not live by presidential campaigns alone. A little bit more in the entertainment business. News. Selma Blair, the actress from Legally Blonde, you know, that's what I remember her from. I'm sure she's got other big credits, but that's the most...
prominent that I remember.
Yeah. She had a weird situation happen on a flight back from Cancun, Mexico to Los Angeles, according to People. She had to be taken off the plane when she landed LAX by paramedics on a stretcher. There's some suggestion that she mixed prescription medication with alcohol, and she had some sort of outburst on the plane. We don't know anything more about it. Selma Blair was 43 years old, seated in first class, enjoying a glass of wine, and then she started to cry and talk about her fears regarding to an unnamed male, and started saying things like, he burns my private parts, he won't let me eat or drink, he beats me, he's going to kill me.
Yeah, it was kind of a disaster.
I'm telling you right now, Ambien is involved in this.
It could be. Maybe she was dreaming while awake.
Ambien brings very weird things. And she was traveling with her 4-year-old son, and everything was fine with the boy and everything. So we are watching that situation.
I hope that she is okay. I know that people get anxiety when they fly, so I'm sure she was just trying to mitigate that type of fear.
There you go. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling. Again, with the compassion and strength of a name, most accepted by top doctors and specialists, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Coming up, Larry Kudlow of CNBC will give us his take on the shakeup on the Trump campaign. And, of course, Katie Pavlich stays with us. She's got plenty of takes on that as well.
Hot takes only.
Oh, really? Okay, a hot take from Katie Pavlich coming up after the news with our very own hot take, Bill Thompson, there in WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The battle over gun control in Congress is far from over, despite yesterday's four defeats for new legislation in the Senate.
Aftermath of the failed gun votes yesterday, the rhetoric grew even nastier. Senator Elizabeth Warren, citing her colleague Chris Murphy's comments, tweeting, "Chris Murphy said it right. The Senate GOP have decided to sell weapons to ISIS." Now, this comes as a new CNN ORC poll shows 55% favoring stricter gun laws compared to 45% who don't. And that's the highest uptick since after the 2012 shootings in Newtown, Connecticut.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Meanwhile, harsh words for the U.S. Senate this morning from the White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
What we saw last night in the United States Senate was a shameful display of cowardice. And look, I don't know what else to call it when you have Republicans who spend a week after the worst mass shooting in American history running around saying radical Islam to anybody who will listen. But when it comes time for them to actually do something to prevent those violent extremists from getting their hands on a gun, they don't do anything about it.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Loretta Lynch prepares to meet in Orlando, Florida today with prosecutors, first responders, and families of the victims of the nightclub shootings. The Montgomery County Council is set to hold a hearing tonight on a bill to raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. The council first passed a bill in 2013, creating a minimum wage. Since then, it's gone up twice. The Montgomery County Council also has to find a place to house 400 school buses. They are currently parked in a lot near the Shady Grove Metro Station, but that site has been designated for redevelopment. The council is set to hold a work session today to try and find a solution. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,805, the NASDAQ at 48,37. Sports, the Nets take their third straight loss, losing to the Dodgers. The Orioles, 15 hits, not enough as they lose to the Rangers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenge time for anybody. But if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions. And they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. By the way, thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Towers seem like trees and roads become rivers. The Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-54-WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway north of Tyson's, north of the toll road. The broken down finally towed out of there, cleared out of the travel lanes. But boy, big delays almost linking up out of Springfield. Seeing very little break along the way heading toward the American Legion Bridge. Heads up out of Sterling. Looks like we may have some activity with the work crews that were starting to set up along the shoulder, southbound 28 before you get to 606 before the toll road. 66, we're bunched up into that sun glare this morning heading into Centerville, Fair Oaks, and up through to the Beltway. For 395 and DC 295, we've had a tough morning on the southeast southwest freeway. Latest crash on the westbound side is before the 3rd Street Tunnel, right side, and coming off of the 14th Street Bridge near Main Avenue. Earlier crash in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel cleared. So get it, there's a lot going on there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring slowing, and I'm just getting the initial report of a crash near Colesville Road in the backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little rough today, especially for the afternoon commute. Scattered storms around. May have a couple of around this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms could pack some gusty winds and maybe some hail. Heavy rainfall. Along with the thunder and lightning, 88. Thunderstorms will end early tonight, then clearing, 69. Wednesday, sunshine, some clouds, and a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Vienna, 79 in Greenbelt, 78 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
8:37 here on WMAL. Larry O'Connor over on this microphone. Katie Pavlich over there on Brian Wilson's microphone because Brian's
on vacation. Hello, everyone.
Always good to have Katie Pavlich here from Town Hall Media and, of course, a Fox News contributor. And, of course, it's always good on Tuesdays to have Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Larry, I hear you have a special co-anchor.
Yes.
Katie Pavlich.
That's right.
Hello.
Katie Pavlich, who made her TV debut on the Kudlow Report.
I used to do Larry's show all the time. This is very true.
And boy, are you good. That's all.
Oh, thank you. It's good to hear from you. Glad to have you on this show with us being the hosts and you being the interviewee.
Great.
And so, you're right. She is always terrific. And she's been making the point today, Larry, that I would love to pivot to you on, which is, you know, the week after this terror attack in Orlando at the hands of a radical Islamic terrorist, homegrown, inspired by ISIS, this should have been a perfect opportunity for Donald Trump to make his case against the failed policies of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and a national security argument. And he got lost in the weeds. What do you make of Donald Trump and the inability to, you know, sort of make a very legitimate national security argument this week?
Well, I think it could. I think some of it was there, but I agree with you about getting in the weeds. I think he could have been much clearer in terms of his themes and also his strategy. Look, this is a complicated question, and it is a matter of life or death for the United States. And I personally believe that we have to stop this business about inspiration. Go through the news clips, and you'll see all this talk about this horrible killer. and may not have had direct contact with ISIS or not, but it comes up again and again, whether it was San Bernardino or Boston or Orlando. They are inspired. It's like ISIS is the winner and the United States is the loser, and they're inspired by the winner, as horrible as that is. And I think, frankly, we got to end inspiration. We have to show that the United States is going to be the winner and that ISIS is going to be the loser. And frankly, I don't know how you do that conclusively, except I know for sure we have to destroy and wipe out ISIS's safe havens in Iraq and Syria. And most particularly, we have to wipe out, I mean wipe out, their headquarters at Raqqa. That's where the money is done. That's where the recruiting is done. That's where the training is done. That's where the global decisions are done. We have to wipe them out and therefore put some doubt into minds of some of these crazy people who are attracted to ISIS and say, look, be aware, pal, the United States is the winner and ISIS is going to be the loser. And if you want to come on the right side of history, you stay with us. But we have to back that up with muscle. That's right. What I'm saying.
Well, Larry, I found it interesting that Loretta Lynch said over the weekend that she didn't want to release full 911 transcripts because ISIS would use it as propaganda, when I think that the U.S. should be putting out propaganda of our own showing the leveling of jihadist training camps, etc. But my question to you is, you know, there's a reluctance, of course, by the Obama administration, but by the American people as a whole to really get that job done. I think you and I know that you can't take out ISIS where they breed without ground troops. How right. are we going to do that unless we come to this reality and accept that we are at war because ISIS brought the war to us, and the only way to really destroy them isn't by airstrikes, but by sending United States troops, not allies, but troops from the United States in to take care of the problem?
Well, we got special ops, but we need more. We have bombing, but we need vastly more. So I basically agree with you. I think here, one point, Katie, I do not understand the last 2-3 years. Why hasn't the U.S. Congress and the president formally declared war against ISIS? They've declared war against us.
Yep.
President Hollande of France declared war against them after the horrible Paris bombings. Why haven't we declared war? And by the way, a formal war declaration opens up a number of special privileges for us to handle some delicate matters. You've got to do that. It's really kind of part of what you're saying here. It's a full Monty. It's a full package, Katie.
Right.
And I think we need to do that. I would love to see Donald Trump just come out and say that. I know a lot of military guys who want that to happen.
Yes.
And by the way, the thing that baffles me is that, what was his news conference? It was the Monday after or the Tuesday after? I thought he was coming out of this meeting with the National Security Council at the Treasury with a military strategy.
Oh, President Obama? No, the strategy was guns, guns,
right.
guns,
right.
and Republicans are the real enemy.
Gun control for terrorists.
Yes. I want a military strategy that will destroy, not contain, destroy the enemy, okay, and send that signal with great clarity. And also, one thing Trump's got, I mean, he's shifted his position, I think, in a better way. We cannot be letting these refugees or others, no new visas, not on religious grounds, but on terrorist grounds. I think Trump is absolutely right on this geographical shift he's made. And if Comey, until and unless Jim Comey and the FBI says we can vet them, we have information in folders, then the answer is no, you're not coming here.
Yep.
You're not
yep.
coming here, period, end of sentence, we are at war. So declare war, have a military strategy to destroy them in their safe havens, make sure part of that strategy is to keep them the hell out of the U.S. This stuff is so simple, honestly. But the American people, you know, they want to see leadership. They're not really getting it right now. And I think, your point about Trump, Trump's head's in the right place. His heart's in the right place. But he doesn't quite get the sharp message out I'd like to see.
Larry Kudlow, we only got about a minute left, but I hear you talk about this on your show here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m., and that is the economy and how it plays to Trump's strength. I'm looking at the Gallup polls right now. The economy is the highest issue of importance to voters, and Trump leads Clinton by 10 points.
Yeah.
The number two most important issue is employment and jobs. Trump leads Hillary by 7 points. When is he going to hammer on these issues?
Well, It's called stay on message. It really is. You're quite right. Look, all during the primary season, in both political parties, the economy slash jobs slash wages, number one issue. That's the populist revolt. In fact, wages, middle class wages per capita have not increased since the year 2000. That's why people are so angry and cranky. So stay on message. Donald Trump has a very good pro-growth message, slashing business taxes for large and small companies, lowering tax burdens for individuals, and deregulating the economy. It's a very good message. I might add, it's a JFK Ronald Reagan message. I have a book coming out in September on this very subject. But he needs to hammer away. He needs some message discipline. He needs Katie Pavlich with him.
I'll say.
This has some work to do on me.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but Larry Kudlow, it's always good to have you. And by the way, you should also add, you're right, it is a pro-growth Reagan message. It's also, you know, partly advised by you. You're one of the advisors in helping him to rewrite that tax plan, which we're looking forward to seeing the final results of. Always good to have you, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. Thank you, sir. It's 844 on WMAL.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Sterling, crews are now saying, yep, it's a crash southbound on 28 before you get to 606. This is before you get to the toll road, and really just a slow stretch as you make your trip from Waxpool Road going south down toward the toll road. On the toll road itself, just a little bit of volume and rest in, and then we'll see that slow merge to exit onto 7 and slow exiting onto the Beltway. Beltway problem earlier this morning, one broken down car north of the toll road. It's been cleared, but really slow most of the way, leaving Springfield toward the American Legion Bridge. I see very little break along the way. We're clearing out to the Wilson Bridge. That's in good shape. We're in good shape this morning through New Carrollton and Greenbelt, each loop of the Beltway. Topside from College Park to Silver Spring, slow. It's a little confusing in Northeast D.C. right now. I want to get you through this. Brentwood Parkway is closed right in front of Gallaudet University. Stretch of that's closed because of a crash. You want to use either West Virginia Avenue, Florida Avenue, or even New York Avenue as your workaround through that Brentwood Parkway closure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts on the march, severe weather in the forecast, slight risk of severe storms this afternoon. It's from the Storm Prediction Center. We even have some isolated thunderstorms for the first part of the day, but better chance for the drive home. Some strong winds and hail in spots, heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning. 88 degrees, thunderstorms early tonight, then clearing 69. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 degrees at 847. Well, I don't know who could have seen this one coming, Katie Pavlich. So Metro has had a bad year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
just this year?
They had some fire. They had some smoke. They had some people die. They had some injuries. They had all the you know, the explosions,
all the
reasons shutdowns.
I don't take Metro.
You don't take Metro at all. You are a non-Metro person.
But not anymore.
That's you're not alone. In fact, get this. They did the Safe Trek Phase 1 right over there on the Blue, Orange, and Silver lines. And east of Benning Road, the ridership on Metro dropped 65%. That is remarkable.
That's a lot.
And so, you know, we were doing the traffic reports for the last 2 weeks here every 10 minutes, first on the fives with the great Jamie Whitten. And it's like, wow, traffic's really bad right now. There's so many cars out there. It's because all those people
are
that used to ride
cars.
Metro
right.
in from Northern Virginia. Now, Metro says overall ridership actually rose 23% to 33% at the Greenbelt College Park stations on the Green Line Monday morning, and that's when they started phase two. Now, how they're seeing an increase in travel in some areas, I guess people are not like getting in their car and driving to another leg of the metro and then hopping on there, parking there and hopping on there. But that ain't helping the traffic problem because you still got all these people on the road to get to the metro stop. Overall, Metro said ridership across the system was down, about 5% compared to last month. But here's the thing. This is just beginning. There's another 9 months of this program here. Do you think the people who are now finding alternate ways to get into work, do you think they're ever going to come back to Metro?
I think it depends. I mean, Metro, I think people who aren't from here, or at least people who are from the West like me, come here thinking the Metro is a more affordable,
more convenient
mm-hmm. way to get around. But once you ride it a couple times, depending on where you live, it actually isn't necessarily more affordable or more convenient. So if these people say, hey, I've been riding Metro for an hour, but I could be in my car for an hour and pay the same price in terms of parking because a round trip on Metro is $5-6 a day,
yep,
I'm just going to park my car instead.
And time is money.
And listen to WMAL.
You can listen to WMAL and you can do some conference calls where you can get yourself informed and that you can actually get stuff done while you're commuting.
You're not stuck underground.
My wife Meredith is the same thing. She's an Oklahoma girl. You know, there's no metro going on in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And you get your wide open prairies and you get in your car and you go where you need to go. And it's been a culture shock for her to ride Metro. And she, you know, and I keep saying, well, listen, this is part of living in an urban setting like we do. And she's like, okay, explain to me again how this is cheaper.
It's more efficient
and better. And it is. I can't make the case anymore. I can't make the case at all.
Over.
Thanks, Metro.
Let's not pretend you could make the case before.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
Rebel, rebel. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Rebel, rebel. I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We're already well into grilling season, but there is a hidden danger I want to tell you about today. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Wire bristle brushes, the kind that you use to clean your grill, can in fact lose their bristles, which can get stuck to the grill, then to your food, and then become accidentally ingested. It's not common, but according to a recent study, about 130 people go to the emergency room every year because they swallowed a wire bristle from a grill brush. University of Missouri researchers say that number might even be low because it only accounts for hospital visits, not even urgent care clinics. A 2012 CDC report found that it was unclear whether different brands of brushes or types of grills or foods posed a greater risk. Now, if you don't want to ditch the wire brush, use a cloth to wipe down the grill after you've brushed it. You could also switch to a brush with nylon bristles or a wire mesh brush. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Who are the top 100 players in the NFL? Everyone has their opinion, but now the players get their chance to be heard.
He's a home run threat every time he gets the ball.
What a catch by Odell Beckham Jr.!
We count down the best in the game today.
I love playing against that guy. Just remarkable.
Matchup of the decade.
Voted on by the players themselves.
Antonio Brown.
Touchdown! JJ, he's a beast.
The top 100 players of 2016, Wednesday at 8 on NFL Network.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of Newlook Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. we're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD, and I was diagnosed with a nonspecific learning disorder. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College, and within my first year of being here, I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They don't judge you based on what you can't do, but they really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. At Landmark College, your academic success is directly tied to a feeling that you belong. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. At our beautiful campus in southern Vermont, you'll find inspiring professors, career-focused internships, challenging studies, and a vibrant campus life. You'll join a community where every student shares the experience of learning differently, and every professor is here to help. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Metro Rail conversation. Here we go for the red line right now. Expect delays to Glenmont. They're dealing with a signal problem outside of Woodley Park Station. So we have that. Of course, the Safe Track Surge, number two phase, we are in effect. Here we go in through town. Extra volume on 50 in the BW Parkway. We're just in our slowdowns here near 202 on 50. But the big delays because of problems on the freeway and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel crash gone. Westbound freeway crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel still there. Right side, so 295 is just slammed solid. Suitland Parkway, you are affected as well. Inbound over the Douglas Bridge looking for an alternate. And then the other side of the freeway, out of Virginia, eastbound at Main Avenue for the crash. Flows are 395 trips, so still a long haul for many. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little rough today, especially for the afternoon commute. Scattered storms around. May have a couple of around this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms could pack some gusty winds and maybe some hail. Heavy rainfall. Well, the thunder and lightning, 88. Thunderstorms will end early tonight, then clearing, 69. Wednesday, sunshine, some clouds, and a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 degrees at 8:56.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale? That, my friends, is your timeshare. You've tried listing it, you've even paid someone to list it, and yet you're still stuck with it. Timeshares don't sell. It's a complex process to get out of one, and the only company I trust to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever is Timeshare Exit Team. You'll sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or timeshareexitteam.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Thank you, Katie Pavlich, Town Hall Media.
Thank
and
you for
Fox
having
News,
me. It was great to be here.
Sitting in for Brian Wilson. Great job.
And thank
we'll
you. Thank you.
To follow you on Town Hall. Coming up next is Chris Plant. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody notice that the assassination attempt on Donald Trump and the arrest didn't make the Washington Post?
Big not yawn there. Out there.
Yeah,
about
couldn't,
that,
yeah,
right?
couldn't be in there. CNN gave it 25 seconds at 30 minutes past the hour, and MSNBC hasn't brought it up this morning. It was only an assassination attempt on one of the two presumptive candidates of Earth.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces?
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.